about the continual seeking. So that if it were not for what is out there on the leading edge still reaching, the root would not evolve or even survive.
Okay.
In other words, it is the all of us in this together story, isn't it?
Yes.
You cannot separate who we are, who source is, and who you are. It cannot be separated. We are all parts of the same, playing different roles at different times.
Okay, and we are all...
That is so backwards from what most humans think about that which is source. They think source is finished and perfect, and that they are somehow being tested to try to get somewhere close to that, when, in fact, what is happening is that the source that they revere, they are an extension of, and everything that they live is adding to that which is source.
Yeah.
And when you're in the vortex, you are so in concert, in vibrational concert with source, that that's when you are all-knowing. That's what the man shining Esther's shoes said to her. I'm wiser now that I'm talking with you. And Esther wanted him to know that that wisdom is available to him at all times. He does not need Esther. She was just a catalyst in the moment to it.
Right. Right. A medium to allow us to become aware of this in the first place. And Jerry's so fortunate.
That is really the only advantage that Esther provides in this setting. In other words, she is not wanting to be the vortex through which you receive. She's wanting to be an example of your vortex through which you receive. In other words, these seminars are all about self-empowerment. It's about you finding your connection, not about you looking to Esther for it.
Right, right. Thank you very much for that. The way that we focus ourselves, I'm going back to the tree situation here, is the planet Earth more or less a target of one particular branch from that tree, or that's not really the right direction to take the thought?
Well, you could say that, the intentionality coming from non-physical. In other words, when your attention has been here, you're wanting to experience the culmination, the expansion of that which this is. And so the energy that you are about is specifically focused here and will continue to be so. But it does not mean that that which is the source of you is only experiencing what is here. But from your physical point of view, that is true.
Okay, and the bigger part of us is I as an individual, even though they're real, you know what I'm saying, I am also experiencing other forms of manifestation in other places and time as well. Or
well,
does that come back
access
to the branch on the earth again?
The thing that is important to understand is if, when you, and you're in the place where you can achieve this, we can tell by the substance of your questions and the depth of the question that is pulsing within you. When you accept the vibrational nature of all that is, which distracts you to some degree from your physical awareness. So when you focus upon, with broader view, the vibrational nature of all that is, including you, but of all that is, then you realize that you have access to vibrations that are much further reaching than what you see in your physical realm. In other words, even the conversation you're having right now with Abraham, we are not rooted here in your physical environment.
Right.
So once you have the experience of reaching the expansive universe in a situation like this, then you begin to realize that there is no limit except for the resistance in your own vibration that would prevent you from reaching the best of all that you have become. Now, having said that, you don't want to, would you agree? You would not want to move around this physical planet and have exposure or interaction with a good deal of what's going on. In other words, you're picky about who you want to interact with and how you want to live. And there are a lot of vibrations and a lot of manifestations of those vibrations in other places other than this place that you don't want to have experiences with either.
Right.
But all of those places, like this place, have inner beings and pure positive energy, and at that root, we are all connected.
Okay.
So it is possible, getting on to the next part of your question, it is possible